Hey guys, it is your host, Fun Strong James, bringing you a brand new segment called Your Conversations with God, where I'm going to be interviewing a few of my friends and a few guests to share what their conversations with God sound like. You guys listen to my conversations with God Monday through Saturday, and the Holy Spirit, in a conversation, said it'll be a good idea to share how other people hear from me so that it can help and inspire those who say that they haven't been able to hear from me. So guess what, guys? We are on assignment by God. Let's strap in and let's take a listen at our next guest as they share from their prayer what the Holy Spirit said to them. We're bringing the prayer closet to the podcast. Hey, you guys, welcome to this Sunday segment of Our Conversations with God. And today is a very different Sunday because normally I've been bringing some of my friends and guests. Most of them have not really been guests. They've been my friends onto the podcast for you to hear how their conversations are with the Holy Spirit. And this week, actually closer toward the end of this week, I began to pray, Lord, who is it that you want to be on the podcast this week? And I wasn't hearing anything. No names were coming up. No people were being presented in front of me. No person dropped into my spirit. It was like there was nobody. And I was like, okay, Lord, well, I've been doing this pattern of three guests, then the summary podcast. Three guests, then the summary podcast. So last Sunday made eight. We've had six guests. And then on two of the Sundays, I've done sort of a rebroadcast, if you will. Like, hey, check out the last three episodes of the podcast so that, you know, you guys can play catch up and all of that. So I said, well, Lord, who is it going to be this particular Sunday? Because I'm not hearing anybody. I'm not hearing you give me any names. I'm not hearing anybody. And y'all, so I just kind of immediately almost went into a panic. So y'all got what I just said. I immediately almost went into a panic because I was like, who's it going to be? Like, this pattern has been established of three podcasts, then a summary. Three podcasts, then a summary podcast, you know? So I'm like, okay, we're at the point where it's time to actually bring on a guest, but I wasn't hearing from the Holy Spirit. And throughout this process, everybody that you have heard that has come on the podcast has been someone that the Holy Spirit told me to bring on. Every person. I heard from God. I asked them. And a lot of them I didn't even ask. I just said, God told me you're supposed to be on the podcast. And so they, you know, obliged, of course, and were obedient. And it has been amazing. It has been absolutely amazing. If you've missed any of the past six guests that have been on the Sunday segment, you should definitely go back and listen to them. So anyway, y'all, I'm like, okay, Lord, what am I just, am I to post another summary or what am I supposed to do in this moment? And at that moment, I began to listen for the answer. I started listening for the Holy Spirit to answer me on who the next guest should be on the Sunday segment of this podcast where we discuss hearing from God. Your conversations with God, our conversations with God. I started listening to hear who. And let me tell y'all, I didn't hear him say anybody's name. I didn't hear anybody's name. I didn't write down anybody's name. Again, nobody just popped in front of me. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. Several people rolled through my brain because I have access to tons of people who I know would be honored to be on the podcast. I know tons of people who would love to share how they hear from the Lord. But this whole time, I have been doing this exactly as I'm sharing with you when I bring guests on. I've been hearing from the Lord who the person should be. And here I was for episode 9. Like, who is it going to be, Father? Who is it going to be? And I still wasn't hearing. And so I began to pray even more. I'm like, Lord, I don't know what to do. What do you want me to do? And I literally was like, what do you want me to do, Father? What do you want me to do? I do not want to be disobedient. I do not want to not have the Sunday segment because, truth be told, I don't know how many people listen to this segment right now. I honestly don't. This is literally me being totally obedient to what the Lord told me to do. When he said, start having conversations with other people about their conversations with me. He's told me to do that, and that's exactly what I've been doing. So every week, he lays it up on my heart who to invite to this show, to this segment of the podcast. And that's what I've been doing. But here I was, not knowing who. And so I began to just pray and, you know, just was like, okay. And the first thing I thought, well, the Lord told me to do this, so he's going to tell me what to do. That was the first thing I thought after I got over the fact that I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to worry because I did not give myself this assignment. The Lord gave me this assignment. So therefore, I know I don't have to do it in my own strength. I don't have to do it with my own brain, my own thinking, and my own power. The Holy Spirit is going to tell me exactly what to do. So I kept praying. I'm like, Lord, who is it? Show me who it is. And then it's actually Saturday. So then I kept thinking, if there's anybody that I ask, it's going to be kind of late to ask them, can they do it? But then I also know if I ask them to do it and the Lord told me to ask them to do it, they're going to say yes, right? They're going to say yes. And so I don't have to worry about the fact that it's a day before the episode is going to be released, right? So I'm like, it's cool. It's cool. So this is me on Saturday. Because I record the episodes on Saturday, you guys, and then I publish them on Sundays, right? So that's what we do. It's not like live, you know, I record it and then publish it and then you guys hear it on Sundays. So it's Saturday and I'm just like, oh my goodness. I don't know who's going to be on the podcast. But I also had this peace about it at the same time. Because I said, I didn't give myself this assignment, so I don't need to worry about who it's going to be. And y'all, that's when I heard from the Holy Spirit. And he said, it's you. It's you. You're going to share how you hear from me. And I was like, but Lord, I share every day. I share what you tell me every day. Like, that's the whole purpose of this podcast. I share what you tell me every day. And he said, exactly, you do. And that's what I want you to do on Sunday. I want you to share how you hear me tell you every day. So that's what I'm going to do today, guys. I'm going to go and I'm going to collect myself and I will be back to share with you how I hear from God daily. All right, y'all. So here we go. Like, I'm totally being led by the Holy Spirit doing this segment, this Sunday segment, and I just have to admit there is some nervousness, which is so weird because it's like I'm interviewing myself and I'm so nervous, and I'm always telling my guests, just pretend like we're having a conversation, which we are, so you don't even have to pretend. It's just us talking. And so I'm encouraging myself with that very with that very tidbit of encouragement today. So normally I kick off the podcast, as you guys know, and I say, tell us a little bit about yourself, right? And so many of you know me. If you're listening to the podcast, I assume that you know me, but that's a major assumption. But my name is Fun Strong James, and I'm a mom of two beautiful children. My daughter is 11 and my son is 9. I have done business coaching, life coaching. I'm the owner of two businesses, a for-profit business called Encouragement Inc. International LLC, and then a nonprofit business called Encouragement Inc. Discovery and Educational Center, which I'm super excited to announce that I just got my IRS determination letter and I am officially a 501c3 nonprofit agency. So I'm excited about that. What else is there about me that I can tell y'all that I'm thinking that you know, but you probably don't, but maybe you don't know anything about me. I've worked in corporate for a long time. I worked in corporate America for a long time in marketing and communications. My background is journalism. I went to school for journalism, had some amazing opportunities in journalism. I am a writer. I have written 3 books. My latest book is called Permission Slips, and it was released actually a year ago, last year, this time last year, like July, I think I released it July 8th, something like that. What else do y'all need to know or should know? Lord help me. What else? I love the Lord, and my life totally changed when I started doing the 1 hour prayer challenge last year in February 2019. My church was having a connect night where you can connect with a life group. And honestly, I was not looking for the 1 hour prayer challenge. I was looking for something, but I didn't know what it was. I just knew that I wanted to develop a closer relationship with God. Like, that was one of my New Year's goals, was to just spend more time with the Lord. That's what I wrote down, spend more time with the Lord. And so January came, and just to be super transparent, in 2018, I had ended a relationship that was not God ordained at all. And the Lord had just, you know, told me to cut the relationship off. Actually, he had been telling me to cut the relationship off long before I actually cut it off. But praise be to God that I eventually became obedient. Okay. Shout out to all the people that eventually became obedient, and praise be to God for his patience with us on our way to becoming obedient. So that was the very end of 2018. So here I was in January, and, you know, just like, Lord, I'm just fully surrendered. Like, I just want to do what you want me to do. Like, that's where I was in January of 2019. And there was a female speaker that came to our church that year, or that at the beginning of the year, and she was just talking about how to, you know, set a schedule for spending more time with the Lord and praying and all of that. And one thing that she said that I'll never forget is, when you're praying, write down what you hear from the Lord. And I was like, okay, you know, because I had never done that before. But she said, you know, write down what you hear. And even if you don't know if it's the Lord or not, even if you think it's you, or even if you're not sure if it's you or the Lord or whatever, just write down whatever you hear during your prayer time. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to do that. And so I had all these good intentions, you know, in January. And I can't remember, honestly, if she came in January or the beginning of February. I want to say it was the beginning of February, but I do know that it was before Connect Night at my church, where they presented all the different life groups that were available for us to join that semester. So the speaker that came was actually Terry Savelle Foy, F-O-Y. If you go and check her out on YouTube, she has some amazing content. She's actually really, really amazing and fun, teaching you about vision and all that kind of good stuff. And so anyway, fast forward to February Connect Night. I'm looking at all the different life groups. All I knew is that I wanted to connect. Like, I wanted to put myself in groups that would help me, because at that moment, I knew that the Lord was calling me into spending more time with Him, but I didn't know what that should look like. Like, I just knew I had written on my, you know, goals list that I wanted to spend more time with the Lord. That was all I wrote. And it was so generic, right? Like, so generic that I didn't really even know how to begin. You know, sometimes you can have a goal that's super generic and you're like, I don't even know where to start with this. So, of course, the Lord made it where this 1 hour prayer challenge group was available as a life group that I could join. And, you know, like I said, I'm a mom. I have two kids. And I didn't want to join a group that would, where I couldn't attend, you know, like I got kids. So I had to be cognizant of the fact that if I join a group and they're meeting at night, I got to have somebody keep the kids, blah, 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 you know. So, but this 1 hour prayer challenge, I actually saw Zumba, y'all, to be honest. I thought I was going to be taking a Zumba class. So I saw this Zumba life group, and I'm like, yeah, that's what I need. I need to be exercising anyway. So I'm like, at least I'll be exercising with church people, right? This is me. And so then I saw this other group called Queenology, and it was a book review group for Bishop R.C. Blakes's book called Queenology. No. We were doing a father-daughter talk. My bad. Yeah, the book, the life group was called Queenology, but they had done Queenology, the book by Bishop R.C. Blakes, the previous semester. And this semester, they were doing The Father-Daughter Talk, which is another book that Bishop R.C. Blakes wrote. And so I literally had just started binge watching Bishop R.C. Blakes at the end of the previous year, at the end of 2018. So I was like, oh, wow. And I really like Bishop R.C. Blakes. If you're single or divorced like myself, coming out of a relationship, and I don't define myself as a divorced woman, but I just wanted to clarify that that's my status. That was, you know, my status at the time. So as a single woman now, me learning about relationships and doing relationships the right way was really important to me, considering that I had just gotten out of something that was not God ordained. So, and I mean gotten out of a relationship post-divorce. Let me clarify. Okay, divorced, then in a relationship that God did not tell me to get in, and now out of a relationship. Okay, just wanted to make sure y'all were clear on what I mean by I'm watching Bishop R.C. Blakes, and he's talking about, you know, toxic relationships, narcissist behaviors, just all kind of stuff. And I had been binge watching him. And so when I saw this life group that was going to be talking about his book, I was totally interested. Okay, y'all are caught up now. So that group was full. So I'm like, oh, man, the group is full. So on the actual Connect Night at the church, I did not sign up for a life group. I was like, well, you know what? I'll go online and look again, because it was kind of crowded. And I was like, you know what? I'll go online and look again and see what's available. That way I'll be able to, you know, just kind of take my time and not be pressured to join anything that I'm not ready to join. So I went online. I went to Zumba first. Zumba was filled. it was no longer available. And I was like, what? So I just kept scrolling. I saw the 1 hour prayer challenge. So I'm like, 1 hour prayer challenge? What does that even mean? Like 1 hour prayer challenge. And so I started reading the description. And one thing that it said was, we don't actually meet. We're a virtual group. And I'm like, ooh, that sounds good. You know, I was interested. And then it said that it's not a prayer call. This is for you to build up your prayer life and spend time with God in a way that is incremental. So you start off, you know, spending time with the Lord for 5 minutes, then you go to 10 minutes, but you're doing it in an accountability setting, which as a coach, that was perfect for me because I do well in groups. When I'm on my own, and if you need to know this about yourself, am I a group person or can I do really well on my own? A lot of us are group people and we do better when we're in community. We all do better when we're in community. I mean, Adam was by himself and God said, it's not good for man to be alone. So literally all of us are community people. We all should be doing life together with other people. So after looking at the 1 hour prayer challenge, and I was like, okay, I think I could do this. And then plus I was, you know, intrigued by what could I pray about for an hour? Like that was also the thing. Cause I'm pretty competitive too. So I'm like, okay, first of all, I'm intrigued. But second of all, how are we going to pray for an hour? Like literally my prayer life up until this point was I grew up in church. So I knew how to pray, but we weren't praying for no hour. Like literally we weren't even praying for 10 minutes. I grew up praying. And then next thing I know, I'm falling asleep or I'm repeating myself over and over and over again, saying the same thing. Bless me, my family, my friends, you know, just the same old stuff, right? And so I was very intrigued how you pray for an hour. Okay, so I clicked join. I joined the group. I also scroll down and see that the Queenology group is now available for me to join as well. So I joined those two groups. Y'all, completely changed my life. I'm getting all emotional just thinking about it. But those two groups in 2019 completely changed my life. And it wasn't just those groups. It was just that God used those two groups. The people that started those groups were the vessels that God used to transform my life. Because y'all, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. Like literally, we are the hands and feet of Jesus on the earth. And when we are obedient and when we do what he tells us to do, we can be conduits to Jesus. Like we can be the hands and feet to Jesus. We can bring people to him and then he will do the transformation. Not us, but he will do the transformation. And so I joined these two groups. And fast forward, man, changed my life. How do you pray for an hour? In the spirit. That's how you pray for an hour. I had not been baptized with the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues when I joined that group. But let me tell y'all how connected and how God orchestrates everything. So I joined the 1 hour prayer challenge group. Right? Okay. So the leader of the group, her name is Kathy. She asked me, you know, had I been baptized in the Holy Spirit? And I'm like, nope. Only person I ever heard speaking tongues was my aunt. And that was years ago, you know, so she like, I grew up in a Baptist church. I had never spoken in tongues. And honestly, you know, I grew up around family and friends that because we were not knowledgeable enough about it, you know, tended to joke about it, you know, to be honest. And so anyway, I just told her the truth. And she said, okay, well, you can pray to receive that infilling of the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, okay. She said, but, you know, when you come to church on Sunday, we'll have the prayer team pray over you, like lay hands on you and pray over for you to receive it. I said, okay. So y'all, get there Sunday. I missed the opportunity to get prayed over that Sunday. I can't even remember why I missed it. It doesn't even matter, but I missed it. And so I'm like, oh man. And so now the challenge is starting that Monday. I missed the Sunday to where I was going to get prayed for so that I could receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit and be able to speak in tongues, because the 1 hour prayer challenge is you praying in the Spirit, not in your natural voice. It's you praying in the Spirit, which is praying in tongues. It's your heavenly language. It does not require interpretation from anyone else, because it is you talking to the Lord through your heavenly language. That's what it is. I just want to make that distinction, because some people will read in the Bible and it's like people speaking in tongues and who's going to interpret and all of that. This is you praying in tongues, praying in the Spirit, and it's your conversation with God, basically. So I had missed the opportunity and I was like, oh man. So the challenge started and Kathy sent me several resources, books by Kenneth Hagin for me to read and all of that. And so as a competitive person, I felt like I'm going to be behind because everybody else is starting off. They've already, you know, received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Like, I'm going to be behind. And so on that Thursday of that week, I started praying, because we started off praying for 5 minutes. And so I started writing down that I was praying, you know, and I, at that moment, I had not remembered what I heard Terry Savelle Foy say about writing down what you hear. So I wasn't there yet. Okay, y'all bear with me. So that week, that first week of the prayer challenge, I started off just praying how I knew to pray in my natural tongue, regular. Our Father, which I didn't have, like, you know, just me praying like Father God, just regular, right? So that Thursday, I began to pray for myself to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit. Like, I prayed for myself. And oh my goodness, I started speaking in tongues right there in my prayer closet. Just, and it was, y'all, whew, it was so amazing. So amazing. But here's the thing, because I was new, I was like, was that me? Was I doing that? Was that the joking me that had pretended like I was talking in tongues years ago because I didn't understand what people who spoke in tongues or prayed in tongues were doing? Like, was that, you know, I had all kinds of doubt coming up. I'm talking about doubt. So I'm like, was that even real? So I'm like, okay, I don't know if this was real or not, but I still wrote down, receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. I wrote that down for that day. Well, that Saturday, it was the first meeting of the Queenology group. And it was at one of the church members. It was at her house. It was at one of the church members' houses. And so I'm thinking there's going to be tons of people there. Nope. It was me and the leader of the group and one other lady who was kind of like a co-leader. At least that's how I saw her when I first got there. So I'm like, nobody else is here. It's just me and two other people. And I thought this group was full. Where are the people? You know, that's how I was thinking when I walked in, right? So we just, because it was just us three and, you know, it was very casual. It was casual anyway, if it had been other people, but it was super casual. We just talking and I'm just sharing with them. And then they were like, well, what other life groups are you in? And so I tell them about the 1 hour prayer challenge. Y'all, you can't tell me this wasn't God. Listen to this. I tell them that I joined the 1 hour prayer challenge group, but I missed the opportunity to receive prayer on that Sunday. And do y'all know that these same two women are the women that prayed over the other people in my 1 hour prayer challenge group to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit? The same two women. Do you hear me? You do not hear me. Okay. I missed it on Sunday for whatever reason. It doesn't matter. I prayed for myself on Thursday to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. I started speaking in tongues on that day when I prayed for myself. But I doubted that I had truly received it because I thought I needed someone to lay hands on me. I thought there was another process because I had missed what they said I needed to do in order to receive it. But she had also said, you can pray for yourself as well. But I didn't trust what I had done. And here I am in another life group. In another life group that has nothing to do with the 1 hour prayer challenge, or so I thought. And I'm there, and the two women that are there with me are the very two women who had prayed on that Sunday after church for the other group members of the 1 hour prayer challenge. The very two women that I had thought I missed my opportunity to have them pray over me. That moment, they decided, well, we can pray for you now. Y'all. Oh my goodness, y'all. That moment, I will never forget that moment. And the one thing that they said to me was, oh, you got it when you did it for yourself. You got it then. But it was like the Lord was like, I know you. I know you so well. And I know you need to get it the way the other people got it for you to truly believe that you got it. But they let me know you got it before now. But we still gonna pray with you. And y'all, that was the most. Whew, it was like I got it two times. I got it twice, but it was the way that the Holy Spirit had orchestrated that thing just for me. Nobody else was at the life group meeting other than me with the two women that had prayed for everybody else. So it was like I got my own private prayer time without being at the church or anything, but just straight up by myself with these two women. And they are my friends. They are my sister friends. They, oh man, I love them. I just shout out to them, Miss Linda and Miss Sandy. Y'all, it was amazing. It was amazing. All right. So let me get myself together. So fast forward now. I'm in the 1 hour prayer challenge. I've received the infilling of the Holy Spirit. And then after a few weeks, I remembered, oh yeah, Terry Savelle Foy said, write down what you hear. Cause I'm so excited that I'm speaking in tongues. I ain't wrote down nothing, y'all. Okay. I ain't wrote down nothing. I'm just excited. Like, yes, I'm praying in tongues. I'm like praying. I pray 5 minutes, then I pray for 10, 15, and I always went over. So I was already headed toward the 1 hour goal, like ahead of time. I'm light, you know, like I'm speeding past the increments every week of 5, 10, 15. Like I'm telling in the group, like, oh y'all, I prayed for like 30 minutes today and we were at the 10 minute, you know, prayer mark. Like, we're gonna pray for 10 minutes for this whole week, and we did it for like a week. So the challenge would lasted, I think, for 12 weeks, I believe, because the last few weeks we did pray for an hour for like a couple of weeks. But y'all, when I realized that I'm supposed to be writing this stuff down, like what I hear, right? And so that's when I started writing down what I was hearing about 3 weeks in to the 1 hour prayer challenge. And y'all, ever since then, I hear from God. And let me just explain to you how I hear from him. So it started off me just sitting there and listening. And what I realized, y'all, is that God had been talking to me the whole time, like my entire life. And I used to say this, it was like my intuition or my thoughts. It was me thinking this. But these were things that, how could I know this? Or how would I know this? Or why would I think that? Like, you know, it was those types of thoughts. And I really wish before I sat down to do this podcast that I had grabbed my first journal so that I could read to y'all some of the things that I wrote. But it was literally me writing down what I was hearing. Just writing down everything I heard. And it was the way that the Holy Spirit was speaking to me that I just knew. I knew that wasn't me. Like, I'm smart, but that wasn't me at all. And I started just doing it every day during prayer time. I would pray first in the spirit, right? And then I would sit and just listen and write down everything that I heard. And the reason y'all are hearing me right now on this podcast is because in March, about a month later, after I started the 1 hour prayer challenge, I heard the Holy Spirit say, share our conversations. Now, I heard him say that, and so I wrote it down. And I'm like, share our conversations with who? You know, like, who you want me to share it with? And then I heard him say, you have everything you need to share it. And I'm like, well, share, like, call my mom and them and tell them what you said. And he said, it's your gift of writing. That's how I want you to share it. Y'all, I'm telling you, literally, I'm writing it down and I'm feeling like, what? You want me to write? And y'all, I went to school for journalism. I've been a reporter before. I've worked in corporate communications. Like, writing has been how I've made money, basically. And I used to do a blog a long time ago. And in hindsight, because I wasn't even where I am, you know, spiritually. But in hindsight, I was hearing from God then. So it just blows my mind. Like, I was hearing from God then, but I didn't have the knowledge that I have now. I wasn't spiritually mature, but I was hearing from God then. So when he said that, I was like, okay, Lord. Now, let me just tell y'all this. This is how I knew this was God, because I had a dormant website. Because he said, you already have everything you need. Because I was like, well, Lord, if I'm doing this, that means I need to get like a website and get pictures taken and get a logo done. And I started thinking about all the branding things. And Holy Spirit said, you already have everything you need to do what I'm assigning you to do. And that's how the name On Assignment by God came about. He gave me all of it, y'all. He gave me all of it in a conversation, just like I'm having with you right now, telling you about this. He gave me all of it. He said, share our conversations. He told me I had everything that I needed to get started. All I had to do was reactivate. I was already paying. Y'all don't hear me. I was paying for a website that I was not even using. The site was sitting dormant. And my first thought was, there's a whole bunch I need to do in order to do this. And he said, no. So y'all, the next thing I did was went on that site, switched it to a blog template that was simple. And I just started. I wrote and shared what he and I had talked about. I literally was writing what he said to me. So I would pray, and then I would write what I heard, and then I would put it on the blog. Now check this part out. He told me to share our conversations, right? And so I'm nervous, right? Because I'm like, share it with, first of all, okay, Lord, I got you. I'm gonna put this on this website. But the thing was, y'all, I ain't tell nobody. I didn't tell nobody about the website, right? Because in my mind, I still was thinking, I need a logo. I need some new pictures. I just kept thinking branding and marketing. Why? Because that's my experience. That's what I had done before. That's how I did business before. But that's not what the Lord was telling me to do. He just told me to share our conversations. Simple. So I started doing the blog daily. I was talking to him daily, so I was sharing daily. Because many of you are like, how do you do it every day? I talk to him every day. I pray every day. I hear from him every day, and I share every day. His assignment to me was share our conversations. So every day I started sharing the conversations, but I didn't tell anybody to go read it because I was like, I don't want anybody reading my business. Because you know, the Lord talked to you about you. Sometimes he'll talk to you about other people, but he was talking to me about me, and I'm private, or so I thought. He's like, nah, you're going to share these conversations. So I wasn't sharing them. I was putting them out there, but you know, just FYI, you can have a website and nobody knows about it. Yeah. So for all you, that's a branding tip right there. For all you people that's like, I got to get me a website for my business. Yeah, it's great if you got one, but if nobody knows about it, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying? So I had one and nobody knew about it. And I was perfectly okay with it, but the Lord wasn't, because the instructions were to share our conversations. And so the fact that I was just posting them on a platform that could be shared didn't mean I was being fully obedient in sharing. So who did he send? A prophet. I call him a prophet. But a classmate of mine from college reached out to me, because prior to this, y'all, I had been doing t-shirts. Right. I had been making different t-shirts and all of that. And he reached out to me and was like, hey, I saw your t-shirts. You got a website? And I was like, I don't have a website. And he said, you don't have a website? How you selling your t-shirts? I was like, you know, Facebook, people ask me about them, you know, that kind of thing. I didn't have a website, or so I thought. And he's like, you don't have any place online, like a website or anything. And y'all, I could hear the Holy Spirit saying, you better tell him about that blog. Y'all, it was like, well, because he didn't take I don't have a website and just be like, okay, cool, well, this is what I want to do. He kept asking me, you don't have a website? And I knew after multiple asks, after multiple times of him asking me, I knew the Lord sent him. And so I said, well, I do have this blog that I just started. You know, the Lord told me to start sharing our conversations. And I told him about it. He was like, oh, wow, send it to me. I love to read it. And I'm like, what? You would? And I'm thinking, why? This ain't got nothing to do with t-shirts. What? Huh? So me just like, oh my goodness. Oh man. Cause I was about to say I am, but I was a perfectionist, y'all. And the website was not up to what I thought was standard. I was like, look, this, I just got, you know, a couple of posts on there. I think I had maybe done like 5 posts. And I was just like, I just got a couple of posts on there. And so, you know, it's a work in progress. You know, I start trying to justify why it doesn't look like this fancy $1,000 blog site, you know? So I'm like, yeah, I just got these, you know, I got a few blogs on there. The Lord told me to share our conversations. And so he was like, yeah, send it to me. So I did. I was like, oh my gosh. Anyway, fast forward, because I know this is long, but it's pertinent to hearing from God. So I sent it to him. Next thing I know, I'm sitting under the hair dryer, maybe like a few weeks later from me sending this to him. I'm still pushing out the conversations with God every single day, and still had not honestly told anybody. I still had not, even after that happened, I still had not been pushing it out like via social media or anything, because I'm still like, well, Lord, I'm sharing it. I told him about it. And so I'm sitting under the hair dryer And my sister friend texts me. And she and I hadn't talked like maybe in a while. And so she texts me. She was like, when were you going to tell me about this? And I'm like, what is she talking about? She was like, when were you going to tell me that you're doing a blog now? And I'm like, what? And I'm sitting under the hair dryer probably looking crazy as I don't know what. Like, how she know? Y'all, the guy, his name is Mr. Felix Anderson of the Wake Your Successful Self Up movement. Y'all go follow him. Mr. Felix Anderson. He's amazing. He had sent out a link to my blog to his email list, which my sister friend was on. And that is how, on assignment by God, the daily blog got shared. It wasn't even by me. It was by somebody else. Y'all, from that moment on, Holy Spirit was like, when I tell you to do something, you are to do it. Because the thing is, his word is going to get out regardless. Y'all, what he wanted to get out was going to get out, whether I did it or not. And at that point, I wrote on my board, urgent obedience. I remember writing that on my board, urgent obedience. So whatever the Lord was telling me to do, I was going to do it immediately, urgently, immediate, y'all. So one of the questions I always ask my guests is, how did you know it was him? And how do you capture what he says? I knew it was him because it wasn't me. I would not even give myself that assignment, y'all, to write a daily blog, to wake up early, pray, and write a daily blog. I wouldn't give that to myself. You wouldn't give that. You wouldn't give it to yourself. Y'all know what I'm saying? But I knew it was him because the more I wrote, the more I recognized his voice. The more I prayed, the more I recognized his voice. The more I did it each and every day, the more his voice became so clear to me. And I want to encourage you at this moment of the podcast and just say, the more time you spend with him, the more you'll know it's him. The more time you spend with him, the more you'll know it's him. And then he will begin to make things so real for you that you know it's him. So things started happening. Like, I would pray about something, I would write it down, and then I would hear it immediately from somebody who didn't even know I had written it down. I would hear it at church. I was going to prayer service. The person that was delivering the message for the prayer service would say exactly what I had written down in my journal that morning. Or I'd be going somewhere, talking to a friend, whatever, and they would say exactly what I had written down that morning without me telling them anything that I had written down, right? Like, God was always confirming, that's me. Oh, that's me. Yep, that's me. Like, and it still blows my mind to this day. Like, it blew my mind that he told me to share today. And then my pastor, Pastor Joel Sims at Word of Life Church, started a series on hearing from God. I think I heard from God. Y'all, those confirmations, like, he lets us know it's him. And when it's the enemy, this is how you know it's the enemy. It's discouraging, it's doubtful, it's messy, it's petty, it's negative. That's a sign that it's from the enemy. It's gossipy, it's not God. And as you begin to pray and worship and talk to God and learn more about his character, then you learn his voice even better. But what I encourage you to do is what I did. Just start writing down everything you hear. And you'll begin to hear his voice all the more. All right. Y'all got me? I hope y'all got me. I hope I've helped y'all so much in this long episode. But you know what? I'm being obedient. And I'm doing what God told me to do once again. And that's sharing with you guys how I hear from God. And it really all started with me not just spending more time with him, but receiving an infilling of the Holy Spirit, welcoming him every day into my life, seeking him first. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you." I started seeking him daily. And it was the 1 hour prayer challenge that kicked me off with that. I just started seeking him daily. And then I started writing down what I was hearing. And do you know, even through all of that last year, he gave me a book. That's the final thing I want to share with you about how I hear from God. He gave me a book. Now, I had written 2 books already. But this book, y'all, Permission Slips, is straight from God. Like, literally, I wrote the book in 3 days. A 20,000-word book I wrote in 3 days. How? I heard from God. He told me to write the book in 30 days. I was disobedient. I didn't write it in 30 days. Why? Because I was trying to write it the way I had written the last 2 books. He was like, "No, you're going to hear from me, and then you're going to write." Well, I wasn't used to that, y'all. I thought I had to come up with all the content on my own because that's what I did for my other 2 books. Even though they were Christian fiction books, you know, I was making up stuff, basically. And even in making up stuff, it took me months and months and months. But this book, Permission Slips, came straight from God. And his instructions were to write the book in 30 days. Well, I didn't. And after 30 days, I heard him say, "You now have 3 days to write the book. I want you to fast," meaning don't eat nothing, "fast and pray, and then put your fingers on the keyboard and write." And when I tell y'all, that's how I know I can hear from God. He wrote a book through me, I should say, like literally 3 days. And I'm not talking about 3 full days. It was more like 2.5 days, to be very honest with you. Because on the third day, he got up with all power in his hands. But on the third day that I was writing Permission Slips, I was through writing the book by 2 o'clock. It may have been 1 o'clock. I just know I was through writing the book. I was fasting and I was through writing the book. I had finished it before my kids got off the bus from school and they get home around 2:30. Okay. And I was done. And I could not even believe it. Y'all, you talking about crying, snotting? For the last year and some months, I've cried and snotted more than ever in my whole life. Because the Lord has continued to show himself to me. This morning, and I'll close with this, I was reading Jeremiah 33:3. And I just want to share a couple of what I was reading and studying this morning. Jeremiah 33:3 says, "Call out to me, I will answer you. I will tell you great things you do not know. And unless I do, you wouldn't be able to find out about them." That's the NIRV translation. So this morning, as I was praying and he was talking to me, he started talking to me through all these different translations. The NIV says, "Call to me and I will answer you, and I will show you great and unsearchable things you do not know." Then the CEV version says, "Ask me and I will tell you things that you don't know and can't find out." The NLT version says, "Ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets you do not know about things to come." And the Message version says, "Call to me and I will answer you. I'll tell you marvelous and wonderful things that you could never figure out on your own." And finally, the Amplified version for Jeremiah 33:3, which is God's phone number, just in case you need to know, says, call to me and I will answer you and tell you and even show you great and mighty things, things which have been confined and hidden, which you do not know and understand and cannot distinguish. Y'all, I pray that this message has been one that will help you talk to God, have a conversation with Him every day, listen to Him every day, write down what you hear every day so that you can be guided in your daily life by the Holy Spirit. My life completely changed when I started having a conversation with God. And I pray the same thing for you. I love you guys. And I look forward to talking to y'all in the regular blog and podcast on Monday. Talk to you then.